medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and special treat today, I'm co-hosting today, I have a partner in crime, Autry Pruitt. Welcome back to the show. Hello, Autry.
It's been a while.
Yes, Autry's from the UR Republic, if you want to check him out while we're talking, but right now he's on leash. I've leashed him. He's been a bad dog. And he got his off-leash permit revoked, and so he can't leave till the end of the show. He's tied up with us. So we get Autry for the whole show, and together we're going to welcome Arlette. Welcome to the show, Arlette.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be on your show today.
Well, both Autry and I are just, we're just learning about your product, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about Nupa Feed.
Okay, well, first of all, it was developed in Germany over 20 to 25 years ago. And they first developed it for the horses. And then they wanted more information about how it could be used for the dogs. So they developed for the dogs about 12 years ago. And it is done by a pharmaceutical company. It's not done by a little mom and pop in the backyard. This is done, a pharmaceutical company environment where they wear masks and gloves and the whole area is steel and they only use a human-grade ingredients. So that is the basis for these products. And they use an ingredient called MAH, magnesium aspartate, which is in all three of the products, which is Calm Dog, mm-hmm. Go Dog, and Flex Dog. So I can get into more information, but why don't you ask me some questions?
Well, thanks for letting us host the show.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome to ask some questions. So, Autry, have you got any questions for
me? Well, I have a question. So this is... It's purely, well, let's do this. Give out your website address real quick so we can know it.
Okay. It's www.nupafeedusadog.com.
So it's nupafeedusadog.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
NUPAfeedusa.com.
No. No.
No,
hold on.
What
it's
is it?
N is in no, U, P is in Peter, A, F is in Frank, E, D is in dog, U, S, as in Sam, A, D is in dog, O, G as in God, .com.
Okay, that's what I said,
goodness.
But maybe
for
not.
For two Americans with American accents, you two are having a hard time communicating. It's going to take a Canadian to straighten this out. NupaFeedUSAdog.com, everybody. It's simple.
How long have you had this product?
We need to learn about these products,
well,
don't we, Autry?
Yeah, it's like it's a calmer. It's a canine. It's a stressed-out dog.
Yeah.
If your dog needs more energy... How long have you had these products? And why do you have them? Why did you buy them from Germany? Did you buy the license?
Well,
how did you get these products?
There's no license involved. However, I am the only distributor in the United States. And I just happened upon it through a friend in the UK who is the sole distributor in Europe through Verla Farm. So that's how I got involved with it. And after reading up on the website, I went, these products are really phenomenal. They don't do the normal things. Like a lot of times in the Calm Dog products mm-hmm. that they have here in the States, they'll put things like valerian or L-tryptophan.
Now, I have a question for you. So in the U.S. now, you hear all these things with children. They're pumping up children full of medicine, pumping them up, versus adopting just different techniques to work with animals. How is what you're doing different than that? I imagine some people could be sitting back saying, you know what, why do I got to go to, how much are these pills? They're like $37 I see on your website here. Instead of spending $737, right. why does someone buy this pill versus just using techniques that, which I'm sure Deborah has used all of her life?
Well, why yeah, you know what? I've never, ever met a pug or a bulldog on Prozac. The dogs I meet on Prozac are always these dogs like border collies, you know, made to run, made to herd, made to work, and the person is a couch potato. It's kind of like, you know, get a different dog or run that dog, right? But I imagine your products have right. other uses besides drugging the hyper dog, because I hope that's not what we're talking about.
Well, this is also, I mean, it's used for stress, anxiety, tension, worriers. I visited a friend today, and this little dog had the worriest look on his, and his ears were back, and I went, you know, maybe he's lacking magnesium in his body, which the Calm Dog helps put back into the body so they can be on an even keel.
But
it's
can't you, just, if you're lacking magnesium, can't you just eat differently?
Well, the food that is supplied in the United States, if you ever looked at the labels, the magnesium level is so low, they would have to eat a whole bag of dog food to get the magnesium where it should be.
I wonder, I can't even think what magnesium is in natural foods. Where do you get your magnesium in your diet, I'm wondering?
Well, usually it's anything that comes from the ground, but then the ground, a lot of the ground is so saturated that the magnesium doesn't even come out in good quantities. So that's why you have to put the magnesium back into the body.
It's grains, it's avocados, yogurt, fish, bananas. I have dogs who eat bananas, and almost all my dogs like yogurt. So this is kind of interesting. I think Audrey's point is you could feed your dog, but I guess it's easier to go with a supplement.
It's not only easier, it's the way this particular product works. It goes into the tissues of the dog. So when a dog is stressed or if he is having a separation anxiety, his magnesium levels goes down. So every time that happens, are you going to be there with your yogurt or your food? No.
Well, are you going to be there with the pill?
I know it's going to happen during the day. I know I'm going to be separating.
It's a good thing you two don't have a human child together sharing custody, because you two would fight over everything. I can just tell. We only have a minute left, Audrey, so maybe you can close out. We do need to give that website again, so I better do that since I'm the only one who can speak English around here. NupaFeedUSAdog.com, everyone, if you want to look these up. Maybe you have a nervous dog that you think could benefit, probably could help. So Autry's staying with me. He's still leashed. We're going to be talking about Water Rover next. And then we've got Chris Rubin and Becky Starr, some of our regulars. So we'll be introducing Autry to our pack of experts later in the show. So stay tuned,
That's
everybody,
great.
To Smart Animal Talk, all Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf, and today's special treat, we've got on leash, tied up, for the entire program, Autry Pruitt, and he's about to show you why he's such a bad dog. He wants to comment on the last segment before we start the next one, so go ahead, Autry.
The last segment was a lady from NupaFeedUSAdog.com. She's selling pills, shilling pills for your dog if your dog is stressed out. I just want to say this to all of the dog lovers out there, to the people that have constantly stressed out dogs. It's the same thing I tell parents. If your dog is constantly stressed out, it's not the dog, it's you. You need to give up the dog because it's you. It's not the dog. This is the problem. You're pumping your animals full of pills, hocus pocus, voodoo, prayer. Oh, help my dog. Oh, pray for my dog. It's not the dog. It's you. Half the time these dogs are crazy, more than half the time, most of the time that these dogs are crazy, they're running around with their tails tucked between the legs, they're stressed out and anxiety, it's because their owners are bat crap crazy. I'm just saying.
Well, I saw, you know, that movie Best in Show totally shows this with the couple.
Yeah.
They're completely anxious and they have this neurotic dog, and it does travel down the leash, people. If you're upset, uptight, angry,
the crap
even
rolls
something
downhill.
Even something simple like you're afraid your dog's going to attack other dogs. So now your dog doesn't know why you're afraid. He just knows you're afraid, so he gets extra protective. That happens so much of the time when I'm working with an aggressive dog. I take the leash, he's not aggressive anymore. The people take the leash, they're so worried about it, he's aggressive. So yeah, our stuff does transfer to them. But when she was talking about yogurt, I was thinking, when she said, what are you going to do when your dog's really stressed out? Give him yogurt? And I thought, okay, because I do have yogurt in my fridge and my dog will lap it right up out of the bowl. So, but then again,
but
I don't have a stressed out dog. My dog doesn't get stressed out.
She's walking around. This lady is walking around talking about your dog stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. If your dog's stressed out and you got a pill just in case, it should be like a once in a lifetime.
Right.
It's like if you were constantly walking around with heartburn, change how you eat. Change your diet.
Exactly.
If your dog is stressed out all the time, it's not a pill. It's a atmosphere environment.
I could see using something like her product if your dog was afraid of thunderstorms or travel, you know, when you had to use it. Okay, but we're talking too much about this.
Who's a new person I can dig into?
We have to talk to Rachel about Water
Rachel.
Rover. So welcome to the show, Rachel.
What's
Hi,
Water
thank
Rover?
You very much.
Go ahead, Audrey.
What's Water Rover? Tell us what Water Rover is. And give us the website, please.
The website is waterrover.com. There's two R's, so it's water and then rover.com, and what we manufacture is a portable pet water bowl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You don't want to use that bowl at Starbucks that they provide that everybody's dog is slurping in and giving Bordetella kettle cough and worms and parasites and all kinds of things in. You want to bring your own bowl, but you don't want to carry a bowl when you're on a bike or skateboarding or walking or running, right? You want something that folds up.
Well, that's one of the things that makes Water Rover different than other bowls is that ours does not fold up. It actually has a clip, so it attaches to your waistband or your belt. But there's a very good reason it doesn't fold up, and that's because the water, when you tip it back in, goes right back into the bottle. So you're not wasting water, and you always have it with you.
Now, let me pop in here for a second. All
sure.
right.
Uh-oh.
So, what do you mean, uh-oh? What does that mean?
No, go for it.
I'm just popping in. So,
okay.
Water Rover. Now, Rachel.
Yes.
Okay, listen. Aesthetically, who the hell wants to walk around with something attached to their belt all the time? People don't even
have
it with their phones anymore.
Can
it go inside of a bag?
It can absolutely go inside of the bag. No, it will not. There's a plug, so it's guaranteed not to leak, so you can definitely put them in your bag. We have one that's a pretty large size. You may not want to do that, but we have people put them on their strollers. They'll attach them to their fanny packs, you know, that they have on their bikes. Whatever they're called.
This is 2016. You are back in perfect stranger days.
Aged myself, sorry.
I'm looking
well,
on this
you know
website.
What, though? There
Who's
is an
the
embarrassing amount of fanny packs at the dog park. I got to say, it's a popular accessory to this day among
if
a certain
If you
set.
Look on their website, listen, this thing aesthetically. Ooh, people, well, I guess if you're going to the park, this must be for the park or something, because there is no one I know that is going to put this on their belt. But it looks like a good device for the bags.
Okay.
Water Rover. That's waterrover.com. I'm serious. Go look at it.
Oh, there's proud dog owners who want
to
show off. They want you to know. Look at me. Look at my dog and me. We're together, and I'm prepared.
Water Rover. Okay, so Water Rover, they can buy it from the... How do they buy it on the website? I'm on the website. How do they buy it? I'm on it. I don't see a way to buy it.
If you go, there's a link on there. Let me go to the home screen with you. There's a link at the top that says shop. And
it reads menu on mine.
Yes. Are you on your phone or are you on... If you're on your phone, there's a little hand.
No, I'm on the computer.
Oh, then there's a little link at the top that says shop you just click on.
Okay, I see. You click shop. Ooh. Good
you
God.
Are such a multitasker there. I think you
Have
need
you
some kind of pill
now,
from
now,
the first
now,
lady.
Now, wait a,
slow
wait a
you
second.
Down, Matt.
Wait a second. Now, we got to talk prices, right? Mm-hmm. So it's actually a really good price. The small Water Rover, how many ounces of water does this thing hold?
The small one holds 8 ounces. So that's like for your little ones, it's got a 3-inch bowl. And I think it's got, if you click on each one, it'll give you that information too. But that one is a 3-inch bowl and holds 8 ounces of water. So that's for like your little Yorkies and your Minpins and your little purse dogs. And then the next one we have is our regular Water Rover. And that's the most popular one. That's the one that we started actually making.
You know, one thing
right,
I like about this is maybe it'll eliminate some of that sharing I see where the person thinks it's so, so cute to share their water bottle with their dog and they squirt it into their dog's mouth and then they squirt it into their mouth and the dog licks the end and then they still use it on their mouth.
What kind of 50 Shades is this? You're talking about sharing a bottle with a dog. Are you crazy? You must be crazy. This is some... Deb, you got the wrong show here. You need to keep it G. Sharing a bottle with a dog. Anyway, back to reality. We all know where Deb's mind is.
I don't think you've been to the dog park enough, but it just grosses me out some of the stuff
regular
that's going
water
on. The guy
New
puts
Yorkers
a treat in his mouth, and then the dog takes a treat out of his mouth, and then the dog goes and licks another dog's private parts. Oh, no. It's all going on. We need to clean this up. So I think Water Rover at least keeps the water separate. All right, Audrey, we only have a minute left if you'd like to close with Rachel.
I know. I'm trying to give people the address. You're talking about licking balls in private parts, and I'm trying to give an address here. Waterrover.com. WATER. Rover, ROVER.com. Regular Water Rover is $16.99. A lot of colors here. It's great. It's their best-selling option. You can also go bigger Water Rover. This one actually gets this is a good invention. I'm glad, you know, the person before you, they were a little skeptical. But this is good. It's handy. It's not meant to be a fashion accessory, but it is meant to be a utility. And I can see a lot of people doing this. Regularwaterrover.com. This would be awesome for marathon runners, by the way, that want to run with their dogs. Waterrover.com.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Okay, everyone. So I'm going to keep Audrey on leash. We're going to talk about be nice. Just like I teach your dogs, we'll teach Audrey how to be nice before Chris Rubin joins us after the break to talk about Adopt a Shelter. So stay tuned.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And
you know that I need you too.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and it's me,
Deb
Will, and I'm talking with Audrey Pruitt. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
So, have you seen the Cheerios commercial that's on TV lately?
No.
You haven't? Because I can't figure out if it upsets me or makes me happy. It's one of these ones where they show the bee, you know, the iconic character, the little honeybee. And he's standing on the box, right? But they show flowers and they show people helping animals all throughout history, all over the world. And then they show the decimated hives and dead bees. And then they show the box with the little bumblebee disappearing from the box. And then they tell us all to plant wildflowers. So, okay, I like the idea that they're reminding us there's a problem and they're telling us to plant wildflowers. That's great. But But aren't they, isn't the giant corporation that using the pesticide the reason the bees are in trouble in the first place? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. Why are they telling us to plant wildflowers? You know, when I have a, why are they telling us to plant wildflowers anyway?
Because it'll help the bees. Do your part.
But
plant
some
flowers today.
The real problem is the pesticides with the corporations.
Totally. That's what, you know, but yeah.
Or the
That's what
they,
it's so strange that they actually target this message so successfully. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's a Cheerios commercial?
Yes, it's a mainstream Cheerios commercial.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. Cheerios should be trying to get us to buy Cheerios, not plant wildflowers. That's the problem. If they would stay in their lane, this kind of idiocracy wouldn't happen. And that's the issue. The companies, everybody, oh, we want to do good. We want to feel good with the pets. We want to feel good with the environment. We want to feel good. No, stay in your lane. Leave the wildflowers to the people that know what they're doing. And buy
Cheerios. What about the fact that it's the companies that are supplying them that are putting the pesticides on the fields in the first place? Like, it's their practices, the huge mainstream farming and the granaries that are promoting the cause.
But Cheerios,
like, it's so hypocritical. It's like, what? How can they do that?
Yeah, Cheerios can't go after the companies, probably because Cheerios themselves probably have their pension funds, stock investments. They probably have investments in those companies. You know, when you get up there, it's all a small world anyway. You know, I just think industries and people should stay in their lane. I don't want to watch a Cheerios commercial. You know what? I'm never buying Cheerios again now.
Well, see, now I have all these. I love Cheerios. And the plain ones, they can lure animals out of the wild. The animals you need to rescue, they're really, really good as bait for things when you're trying to do the right thing. So, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Babies love Cheerios.
Actually, I used to use Cheerios as food for animals. And then someone suggested to me that the problem is that they don't have enough nutrients.
Well, it depends on the animal. I'm talking about herbivores, and it's only to catch them when you're trying to save them. It's not really a steady diet, but they are oat-based. But I see what you mean. Anyway, so we're kind of off topic there, talking about the Cheerios and the bees, when I really wanted to talk to you about gay lion sex. But I don't think we're going to get to that because Chris is back on the air, Autry. So welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks for having me, guys. Sorry about that disconnect. Not sure what happened.
Well, I'm glad that we're here all together because I wanted to tell Autry how this works. Chris has set up a way where people buy the stuff they normally buy online, and they get to click through his website and click on a charity, and that animal charity benefits. So maybe I'll let you two discuss that a little bit because I know it's kind of a new idea. And Autry, you're probably not acquainted with it, and some of my listeners may not be either. So if you've got
I'm not acquainted with it with animals, but I certainly am with other charities have that same similar. And technology-wise, I certainly understand it, how it's done. It's the same as if you go to a site like Ebates. You buy something through Ebates, you don't get to choose, but they can end up getting credit for or getting discount for something else. It's affiliate relations. It's affiliate marketing.
That's exactly right. And so what we've done basically is rather than requiring you to log in and remember another password, because there are not only other folks like us, but you have to remember many of your own usernames and passwords, we just make it simple. You click through our site, you pick the shelter you want to support, then you connect to your favorite store.
You got to tell us the website. Deb never gets you guys to tell the website, Deb. I'm going to leash you. Tell us the website.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. No, I do. I do. Adopt a shelter. Adoptashelter.com.
Yeah, we called it something very simple people can remember. We want to make it synonymous with shopping. You know, the one thing about animal welfare is that typically what you're going to see is you're going to see these downtrodden animals in commercials with celebrities who just prey on the I guess it's called charity porn is what I've been told it's called, to make you feel guilty, to make you feel sorry, to make you pick up the phone and do something. And we wanted to take the opposite approach. We wanted to capture revenue in places where people go anyway, and especially after the global downturn of the mid last decade, where charity spending and charity giving went way down because people didn't even either have the money or they had to give their animals up because they were losing their homes. And so it just became a real necessity to find new ways to raise money, and we thought that, you know, people want to give. They love animals. They don't necessarily have the wherewithal to do it from their wallets, which is also what makes somebody like Ebates attractive, because you get the money back yourself. We decided to just redirect it to animal shelters, because that's really our passion, is make sure we can help out and leave the world a little better place.
This is important. On adoptashelter.com, by the way, folks, this is not just, you know, mom and pop order. There are major Expedia, Walmart, Overstock, Macy's, Office Depot, Amazon. If you, I know right now many of you are out there purchasing Amazon.com products. Go to adoptashelter.com, select your shelter, and then click on Shop Amazon. It's a great website. I do want to say thank you for having a great website, because the previous two people were on here, I looked at their websites, I wanted to vomit.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you wonder why sometimes I fear. I don't want to look, but yeah, this is good. This is good.
The funny thing about it is I have a friend of mine who she has done a lot of, had a lot of enhancement surgery done to herself, and one of the jokes that she says is, hey, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And I'll say the same thing about a website. It takes a lot of investment and understanding of how the consumer wants to navigate to make it simple and
it really,
user-friendly.
And
I appreciate you seeing that and mentioning it.
It really does. And what I think is great about adoptashelter.com, folks, go there right now while we're talking. You can do two things at once. You multitask all the time. Adoptashelter.com, the major popular retailers are on here. There's more, but they're the major Overstock.
It's basically everybody you need. Everybody you want is there.
Everybody you want. The next time I decide to shop, Walmart.com, by the way, if you don't know what that is, you should check it out. But check it out through Adopt a Shelter and Amazon.
Okay, Audrey, and okay, Chris, we have to go. We're coming back with Becky Starr in a minute. Thank you very much for joining us today, Chris Rubin.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Enjoyed it very much, you two.
Okay, I might be loosening that leash on you, Audrey. That was very nice. I hope you'll be nice to Becky coming up. Stay tuned, everybody, to Smart Animal Talk. We'll be back in a moment. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I have so much to talk about, like this mutt dog that these people are trying to get litter mates. They're looking all over to find litter mates to get stem cell donors for the dog. And Audrey thinks that wouldn't happen in America, but I think it would, Audrey.
I just, it's Canada. It's where is it in Canada? Let me guess.
Vancouver,
Toronto.
BC.
Canada. Oh, Vancouver. I don't know. I feel that people, do they have nothing better to do with their lives?
Oh, my goodness. This is the best dog ever. The good side of this is if they manage to do this, they'll learn so much that will be applicable to humans. So, I mean, sometimes they do something on an exceptional animal that people are willing to spend exceptional money for, but the results really help medicine. I know
I had a friend who spent, notice I said had a friend, because after I found this out, he became an ex-friend. $500,000 on horse sperm.
To impregnate his horse? I guess
right? Like to buy horse. Yeah, to buy horse sperm because they ride professionally in like the Hamilton Classic or Hampton Classic or something.
Yeah, that's amazing. I just don't understand.
That's
a whole other
people,
world, isn't it? Can you imagine being worth that much? That part of you is worth
$500,000.
Becky Starr, I should bring you into the conversation, from Redstone Media Group, is joining us today, Audrey. And she's got a whack of magazines, all of them really good, cats, dogs, vet magazine. And so, Becky, what do you think? Can you imagine being worth that much?
You know,
Becky's like,
I'm
worth that
you
much
guys.
Right now.
There's a part of me that goes speechless, but another part that I get all these stories sent into the publications all the time about genetic recoding and stuffing their animals and, you know, creating the newest and greatest mini animal. And it never ceases to amaze me. There's not a whole lot anybody can say, right? Everybody has their own thing. And so, you know, like you said, Audrey, do they have nothing better to do? I think it's more that people get kind of an obsessive, compulsive behavior about something and they can't let it go, or their passion is just so deep that they need to feel the recreation of a life that they have in their heart. I don't know.
Let's say you create this life. This happens, by the way, with teacup dogs.
I know.
Right? Let's say you create this life. And teacup dogs usually have teeth problems. They usually have heart problems. These bred animals that aren't bred naturally oftentimes have health issues. How fair is that to the animal? I mean, I think these humans that spend this money to create these things, I think actually it's selfish. I don't think it's people.
It's strange to think of how many, you know, but it's hard to do. I mean, in the same human terms, if you think, okay, they could rescue all the dogs in their city for a year and pay for them or shelter them or avoid euthanasia at their local pound for a year compared to one surgery for this dog or one, you know, one of these extreme treatments that these people need.
Yeah.
Or keeping a dog at the end of his life alive with all the cancer treatments and meds and pills and everything. They could probably adopt 5 rescue dogs for that cost at the beginning of their life. But you can, you know, when you're dealing with people, you couldn't tell someone, well, why don't you let your child die and go, you know, pay for the dental for a village in Africa? I mean, it just doesn't quite work that way, right?
Well, you know what, too? Something Audrey just said is, I look at it, when he just made that statement, I look at it kind of like the GMOs, right? Anything genetically modified is not going to be a pretty picture sooner or later on the big scope.
Yeah,
see, now we're back to Cheerios.
Is your last name Star?
Yeah, Becky Star. We can't get back to we're going back to Cheerios already. We were talking about that earlier. Becky Star and Audrey Pruitt.
Becky Star from Redstone Media Group.
Yes.
Well, thanks. I do know my own name, Deb.
Well, I'm doing it for the listeners.
Oh, my God. You two are amazing today.
You know, we're not just talking to each other.
I don't even know what to say.
We do have
anymore.
An audience here at Smart
But that's the beauty of radio, though. You talk. Becky's on. She's with a chimpanzee. I'm looking her up on the website because, you know, when a woman comes on, I want to see how hot they are.
Yes, I am.
So I had to look up Becky. And, well, okay, Becky, let me compliment you on your hotness first. You just jumped in and said, yes, I am hot. Damn, you're self-confident, but that's okay.
Oh, no, she is. No, I think she said yes to the chimpanzee, but
yes, No. I said, oh, Becky, I'm looking hot in the picture. She's like, yes, I am.
Let everyone take it however they wish.
So she's in here with the chimpanzee. Can we know the story behind her kissing this monkey?
Oh, the monkey. Several years ago, I went out to do a story at an exotic animal rescue facility in the middle of the mountains. And, you know, how humans decide they want to have these fun little pets in their house, and then they realize they cannot care for them nor take care of them, and what happens to them. So this rescue site in San Bernardino takes exotic pets, and they keep them forever and feed them and love them, and I went out to do a story on them. So I spent the day with chimpanzees, live, up close, and personal, and it was really an experience I can't even tell you. The strength, the intelligence, the emotion.
Were you afraid,
amazing.
Becky? Were there times when you were a little afraid, like at the beginning, maybe?
I was, because the gentleman who runs the facility tells you, you know, get all your jewelry off, don't have anything loose, don't move quickly, you know, they instruct you how to be around them, and then they also go to tell you how fast they can, you know, break your neck or rip your face off. So, yeah, they make you a little bit cautious, but once I was just hanging out with them, they were so sweet, and he wanted to play, and he would pick anything on my hair or my eyes or look at me, and I took toys to share or give to them, like a little fan. They like things that move or treats.
This
so
is what
I
the
just,
people want to hear, Deb.
I know.
They don't want to hear a recitation of names.
You got
it. It was amazing. Amazing experience that, you know, you can look at them through a zoo. You can look at them on a movie. But when you're next to them,
I agree.
And they hold your hand, you can feel 100 pounds of pressure.
See, if Don was on his game, Don is our engineer, guys. If he was on our game, he would play that song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, right now. But
I
want to
hold your hand. Yeah, Paul McCartney just played Vancouver yesterday, and it was 420 here. And we have
and
talked
we don't have
on
a
previous.
License for it, so we probably can't play it anyway. Go ahead.
We have talked on previous shows about 420 about marijuana, and we've even had a doctor, veterinarian, prescribing it for pets and talking about when to use it and when not to use it. But do be careful.
Oh, Lord,
in honor
please,
of 420,
please.
I just want to mention, especially with edibles, keep it away from the pets because they will get into it and they will get into trouble. And it's not a joke. It's not funny. Pets die from this. So really, really be careful. Okay, so let's get back to talking about Becky's moment with the monkey. Have you ever had a moment with a monkey or a wild animal, Autry?
That's an open question.
That was a little too open. Maybe I have to narrow that down for Autry. Have you ever had a beautiful moment you could talk about on air with an actual animal of any kind, Autry?
You know what, Deb? If you want a beautiful moment with me, I'd be happy to visit you.
Oh, now you're talking. Am I an animal? I guess I am, technically.
Yes, you are. Right. Come on. It's basic high school stuff.
Well, Becky, we're running out of time. We never got to that fourth thing about the flying with your pets. I think we're going to have to do it next week. Archie keeps telling me you're a great guest. I know. That's why we have her on every single week. Becky is solid.
Well, I didn't, you know, listening to the show, I didn't plan on talking about planes at all today. We're flying with Audrey and you today on Solo.
You know, there's an exceptional pet. I know we're talking about people going to extremes. The king of Thailand is somebody's on trial right now facing 30 years in prison for insulting his dog. No, I'm not kidding. It's true. Yeah, it's a mutt that he rescued.
The king of Toronto.
King of Thailand. I think I want to go to Thailand. It sounds like life might be okay there. Well, you guys, we've run out of time.
I doubt it.
Once again, Autry, Becky, we've run out of time on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Would
it
you like
fun.
To say goodbye?
Thanks, guys.
Thank
You're
you, Becky. And Autry?
Yes.
Well, will you come back again and visit us? Should I let you off the leash?
Of course I'll come back and visit us. We need to talk to our people. We need to talk to our people because we got to get this show on the move. I've been doing this show now for almost 2 years, maybe coming on 3 years. We need to get this show on the move.
You got it. We need to go off leash.
I don't know.
We need to
Jack
run with
Don
the big
doing,
dogs.
But they need to get it out there. What are our numbers? Are people even listening? Sometimes I think we're talking
there's
to ourselves.
Loads of listeners, and we're about to wrap. So everybody, until next week, from Deb Wolf, 3-time winner of Best Pet Radio in America, including once for this show, and Autry Pruitt, You Are Republic. We'll be back again next week and with Becky Starr, of course, and some other guests. Until then, be good to your animals. And anytime.